A reading from the book of Nehemiah. The whole people gathered as one in the open space before the water gate, as they called upon Ezra the scribe to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord prescribed for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daylight until midday, in the presence of the men, the women, and those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the scribe, stood on a wooden platform, and that was made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher than any of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and prostrated before the Lord, their faces to the ground. As the people remained in their places, Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra, the priest scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, do not weep." For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, "Go, eat rich foods and drink rich sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared. For today is holy to the Lord. Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Hush, for today is holy, and you must not be saddened." Then all the people went to eat and drink, to distribute portions, to celebrate with great joy, for they understood the words that had been expounded to them. The word of the Lord. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. And to whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, they will welcome you. Eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on the day than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Faustina, who gave us Divine Mercy, the Divine Mercy chaplet. Well, it wasn't her, but Jesus through her. And she's up there again with John Paul II. She's in our windows next door in the Adoration Chapel. And today when She teaches us about mercy, but think about it. Some people, when they think about mercy, they go around crying all the time. It's sad. It's terrible. It should be making us rejoice. If we are people where it doesn't bring joy, if it's mercy for me and justice for everybody else, mercy for me and justice for everybody else. Nope. If you want mercy, you got to be an instrument of mercy. That means mercy for everybody else. Everybody else in your life, every single person in your life, you must be an instrument of mercy to. Everybody. There isn't one person you can say, no mercy for them. Because if there's no mercy for them, there's no mercy for you or for me. And what that should do is make us rejoice. And when we rejoice, we get our strength. So, will we rejoice today because we're instruments of God's mercy to receive the mercy and give it? Or will we weep and think about how sad we are because I'm a sinner and I'm no good? Please, listen to God. Stop listening to yourself. Do what he says. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Be an instrument of mercy. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stay.